said that we don't want to have a long shear. We want to make sure that the shear is straight to the point, or else we'll get a lot of guys will drop out. No, but the truth is that might be better in a sense, and I'll tell you why. Because I had this 3-minute Hakdamah. I don't want anyone to be fooled. The title is foolish. I'm upset I even put up a title. I'm not trying to make any sensationalism here. Let's get it clear at the outset. This is not, this year is not entertainment. If guys get entertained, I'll be very happy. But this year is not, the purpose of me giving this year is not to provide entertainment. That you have the Johnny Carson show, the old days, and then Jay Leno, whatever it is, right? Every day it's different. So, I said they have Jay Leno. There's plenty of great things. After this year, you have plenty, late night. Maybe this year should be given at 2 o'clock. But nevertheless, let's get that straight. I'm telling you at the outset, because it's very, very important that the purpose of the shiurim in general that I'd like to give on Thursday night is, I tell the yeshiva now, we have a...
Next week he's going to talk about something when he's double the amount of guys.
No, tennis, the No, the sensationalist types of persona on that. I should have put it up. Yeah, the advertise. It's all in advertising today. But no, it's very, very important to me to tell you what the objective of the yeshurim is. I want the bachurim, the emes, really, to get good ideas outside the regular framework of the yeshiva. Much of the day you learn Gemara in a specific masechta. Here is really the goal, is here to broaden your horizons, to see things and see how the Torah is able to address every issue. There's not one thing. I don't mind taking, really, the question right now, I'll be able to give all the things in the Beis Medrash. Another Shaila. But the Maisa, I don't mind Bachum Web a suggestion for me to give on any topic that they're interested in. What is the Torah Halacha, Torah True Judaism say on any topic? Because you know that we're able to answer everything. There's nothing. It's ecology, science, medical ethics. We're able to have a clear answer based on a tradition of 3,000 years. It's amazing. There's nothing under the sun. Nothing that you can't say, oh, we don't know that. Go to the Christians. Go to everything. Everything is able to be answered. That's very important. The other reason we're doing it is, as I said, we want you guys also, that people have questions. You meet up with people. You're on a plane. You meet a non-Jew, or you meet certainly a secular Jew. A Jew who doesn't know Torah Mitzvah. Yes, Jew. What do you Orthodox guys say about this? You know, what do you... You say the source that you'll be able to be educated. You won't say right. You'll be able to talk the standard right response. This way you'll be able to give a good, and the purposes of the Maamar Klamos is not to trust me. Reb Shalom said, never trust any of your abonim. Might shall agree, right? You have to wait. If you have a guy, show me inside. Yeah, but the Maisa, that's why I do this. The point is that if you hold on to this, at the end of a few months, you'll have 30, 40 sheets. You can't imagine. You have a few hundred ideas on things throughout Shas. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Now, so it's important. The reason it's very important that we're, this year is based on halacha. I'm not interested what the Catholic Church has to say about smoking and drugs, or what ethicists, all kinds of interesting people. The shiur is very much rooted in Torah, Halacha, Mefarshim, Achrayim, right? Shailos HaTshuvos. That's the source that we get from. Without that, it's a waste of time. You can have a debate on any subject, by the way. Everyone can have an honest opinion. And it has to be also with Mesorah. As I told a few of the guys, I think I told Avi, that you can find, if you really want, even the Torah itself, you can twist it around. I told you that... David HaMelech, oh, there he is. David HaMelech in Berchi Nafshi. Right, one guy once came to me. He was pretty much stoned. He comes over to me and he tells me, he says, did you know that David HaMelech himself, really, he got high every day. I said, how do you know? He says, it says it in the Berchi Nafshi. What does it say in the Berchi Nafshi? It says over there, the A said lovely to Sodom, and grasp the service of man. Grasp the service of man. A said lovely to Sodom. right? You can bring. So you want to use psukim, as I said also, right? I told you that other word.
Where
the,
what? Ten commandments.
Ten commandments. That's right. How do you know? Maybe the Torah says you're allowed to kill. It doesn't say you're not allowed to kill. It says you're allowed. You're supposed to be killing. Depends how you read it. If you put it in pashto, it's loy tirta. Don't kill. Right? To anybody that's used it as an example, that's for sure. That if we don't, if we're not, we have to learn the curse and sign. So today's shiur actually is a hatzalah. So you guys, this is a good chance for me to tell you that the guys who are interested in really mastering this subject, if you don't come back on Sunday night, so you're going to miss out. This is a part two to the shiur. This is a 20-25 minute shiur. Yeah. No, if you don't come Sunday night, you're going to miss out. And those guys are waiting for the Chelek HaDrugs. The drugs part, we're not going to probably get this tonight. Anyway, let's start with history. Let's start with the first source, the Marmokim on the page, which is actually, you guys have to know this. This thing is thrown around all the time. It's unbelievable how many people throw this pasuk around. It's such amaratis. But the mice, they throw it around. It's a big problem. This is the kasha. I'm actually leaving it, Sarafi, and I don't want to get into this. The shear in itself. When nishmartem oyv nafshe seichem, the pasuk, anything dangerous, you're not allowed to do. It says when nishmartem oyv nafshe seichem. So if you read the pasuk itself, you realize that it seems to be ridiculous. Because what does the pasuk say? When nishmartem oyv nafshe seichem, he loy reisem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mazid, the mazid Klal Yisrael. That you better be careful. Don't think at Har Sinai that you saw any picture. Don't start to think, oh, I think I saw that Hashem. He looks like this. He has green eyes and a blue face. Right? So he says, Lo Yisem Kol Tmuna B'yayim Dibur Hashem Aleichem. You didn't see any Tmuna when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to you before. That's what he spoke. This pasuk is used for guard your soul. Be careful not to endanger your health, not to hurt yourself. So it's very shvary. You should know the Marshon Brachas Taflamid Aleph. That's the Gemara. Marshon Brachas, look it up. The Gemara, there's only one Gemara in Tash. The Gemara in Brachas, where a guy was davening, and a guy was going by on a horse. And he stopped, and the Jew didn't pay attention to him, and he got off his horse, and he took out his sword, and he was about to kill the Jew, but he waited till he finished Monasri, luckily. He waited till he finished Monasri, and he said to him, hey Jew, why don't you greet me? What are you doing? I can kill you. You know that I could have killed you? He said, let me explain myself. If the boss of a melech boss of Adam, would I would have been standing in front of the king, the real king, and you would have come by, would you expect me to stop? The king would have killed me, right? Yeah. So I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for some reason he accepted it. Interesting story. And but it's interesting, the Gemara there says that the guy said to him, don't you know? The guy brings that pasuk in that Gemara. It's funny. He said, don't you know you have to watch your neshama? So anyway, for some reason that took on. But the mice it seems to be accepted that this pasuk is a makar that you have to watch yourself. What is that? You have to watch yourself. You're not allowed to do things that endanger your health. You're not allowed to. What's the hashkafa for Rabbi Yisai? Why can't you do things that endanger your health? Because you don't own your body. It's a very big Yisai, hashkafa. It's hard for guys to hear this. You don't own your own body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent you your body to use it for avodas Hashem. Right? And therefore you can't damage it. If you damage it, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense that He gave you your body to do with it, to do mitzvah and mitzvah. So if you use it, chas v'shalom, in a way that's going to take away your life. And this is a problem. This is a big problem. This is how we start off the shiur. One of the big problems with this is, let's take two facts. Fact number one is, everyone knows. Today there's nothing. You can't put your head in the sand. I don't know about it. I don't believe in doctors. I don't believe in science. I don't believe... It's ridiculous. Clinically proven today, every doctor in the world, 100%, it's not 92% anymore, smoking, certainly long-term smoking, is dangerous for your health. No question about it. And it's definitely going to damage your health. And most people say that right, it takes away years of your life. Right? You have an increased risk of lung cancer, an increased risk of all the cancers. One cancer doctor that it's better for is actually stomach cancer and colon cancer. When you smoke, it actually lowers you. So you go down about 20% in the colon cancer, and you go up about 90% in every other cancer. But for those that use smoking for digestion, you should know it actually does help. That's the reason smoking is good for your stomach. People who have problems going to bed, it could be very relaxing, and it helps in terms of aids in digestion. It's about the only thing they found that it's good for. But everything else is dangerous, super duper duper dangerous. Of smoking. So, Maisa, hey, that's a fact. Fact number two. I was just in Gula, right? I just came from Gula, and I was learning the Ger Beis Medrash, and I walked outside, and there was a puff of smoke. I almost died in the cloud. All these Hasidim, some large, some small, right, are sitting there. So many religious Jews smoke. So many religious Jews smoke. So we have a theory here. One here I told you, science, medicine, clearly smoking is major dangerous for your health. Again, Rabbi said, we want to do Ratzon Hashem. Don't want to do things just because that's popular, not popular. Torah and mitzvot, Allah has to be because you honestly believe that I want to do what Hashem wants. So if really there's an incentive, you have to guard your health. And it's clear that smoking is dangerous for your health. Dangerous. How do we understand that? That from Jews, Rabbonim even, you see it, mamish, many from people who do a makbet on every chalal chamura. Chapashol, I would need that hechsher. What do you mean? I only want the best hechsher. Put in my mouth the hechsher that's second rate. Chapashol. And even here, you have a thing with, right, the guy is still puffing away. When he's doing it on Yontif, where he should be put on maybe on a pole and whipped. What? If Be'emes, this pasuk is right, and we understand that there's a hisser that you have to guard your health. So smoking, we just said, doctors, it's dangerous health. So what's the hazard? That's what I was worried about. So here we have the first good kasha. Here we have that's the kasha. Maishi brought up. Maishi has a very good kasha. The question is, where do you draw the line? There? Saying Rav Shalom's very nice. So how about too much red meat? Guys, I was sitting there with a triple burger and with mayonnaise and all kinds of oils. I think I was goes to the doctor. I didn't want to tell you, but you probably don't have much time to live. Maybe another few months, because you have like 6,000 on the scale of your cholesterol level, and it would take about 800 pills a day to lower it. But right, so that's just, so it's not shayach. So why isn't that guy over? Why is it worse than smoking or alcohol? Or other things that seem to be very clearly very dangerous. Yeah. So that's a big kasha here. Okay, big kasha. But you hear what? But there's an iser to damage your body. If you damage your, you don't own your body. It's like you can't go like now and start punching yourself in the head or start carving deep wounds and gashes throughout your body. You're over in a major iser. Many of those guys enjoy that activity. Right. Besides, tattooing has its own problem. Can't do it. How do we understand? So let's look at number two. The Rambam says here, this is in Parakavi. The Rambam says, Hoyo ve yoisaguf, bari v'sholeng. Since the body's healthy, as we created, Baruch Hashem, most people are created healthy. Medarki Hashem hu sharei yafshar shiyovin. You can't understand things if you're a choyle. Tzarech odom laharchik atzmo mitvorem hama'abdim esabim. You have to distance yourself from things that make the goof weak, that makes the goof, you know, destroy the goof. Ulahanig atzmo mitvorem hamivarim hamachlim, the things that cause health, things that make you better. Ve'eluhem, and he gives his own examples. Lo'olam lo yoicholodom, you're not supposed to eat, only when right. Lekashurot, you have to be hungry if you. Lo yishta, only when you're thirsty. While you shouldn't cover, you shouldn't hold back going to the bathroom, even when you're supposed to go right away. It's very bad, very unhealthy to hold you back. Right? So the Ram gives these examples. This is in Hilchas Beis. Now, the Ram doesn't say usher over here. Very important, boys. These are nice and huggers to keep the body good. If you look at number three, here the Ram says, this is in Hilchas Ritzeach. In Shmir Sanem, in Hilchas Ritzeach, the other Ram says, Harvei Dvarim Asru Chachamim, Bibnei Shieshlem Sakonis Mefashas, Bechol Ha'oiver Aleihem. And he says, Harini Mesakin Ba'atzmi. I can danger myself. What do you want? Leave me alone. It's my vow. Do whatever I want. Let's see your business. That's chas v'shalom. We would take that person and give him makas mardi. And the Rambam here gives examples, putting your mouth on him. We'll give him makas.
So that's
no, that, no, that's a, no, that's obvious. We know that punishment to the Torah, right? Trust me, that when you come back at home with your sore rump, right, and you're in bed for like 4 days, you can't move. So it might say you're not going to do it anymore. That's the point. But the Rambam says over, he gives examples to put your mouth on the ceiling. Things with the bacteria, or if you have sweat under your armpit, you take a coin, right, where you put the bread and you swish it around in that sweat, and you eat the bread. Right, the Rambam says it's dangerous. These are examples of things that bacteria. Examples of things that are bad for your health because of bacteria. The point that the Rambam was saying that there are things that are dangerous to eat because I don't know if it's salt or
it's what a salt is, so probably if they didn't have any salt, they just
no. But Tefillin Al Hamayim with their water fountain, you have a water fountain. Instead of they put their lips on the actual pipe and suck out the water. So if you come afterwards and suck out the water on that same pipe with the guy before, he might have had, you know, who knows what he had before, right? And then you put your mouth on it, you understand that the Chas V'Shalom could be there. So Mefarshim deal with the thing is that in Hilchas Deis, he doesn't say Osir. In Hilchas Deis, he just says that the goof has to be buried. These are Anahogas, they call it Eitzit Toivus. Here the Rambam says Osir, you get Makas Maris. Obviously it's a very big Yitzir. So if the bacteria, things which can be dangerous, the question is smoking for sure should be awesome for this. The Rambam and Perek Yud Aleph is about that things that are known to be dangerous, and that's only what's the big danger of putting your mouth there, because people, you can get very sick. If someone has a disease, he's sucking the pipe, right, and you come after to put your mouth in that same pipe. Mamash is sakana. Mamash is a shayla of pikuach nefesh. So that's just, we can leave now, that's it, the shiur's over. So what's the point? So here we get into a very weird thing, very strange. And now look, if you see this, you actually eye upon it. It's so weird, strange. There's a pasuk you say every Rish Chodesh and Regolim in Hallel, we say Shoimer, this is Tehillim Kuf Tazayim, Shoimer Psoyim Hashem, Dalaisi Liyashua, Hashem protects the fools, Psoyim, idiots. Fools. God, Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over the fools. Right? Hashem Daloisi, I was down, Liyoshu, and you saved me, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here you see in the pasuk, Shemir Psoyim Hashem. Here we have, everybody say, two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Yevamos, that brings this halacha. I'm going to skip now the Gemara in Shabbos. I'll just tell you, they're talking about bloodletting. They used to bloodletting, very healthy. Certain days of the week, it's not good to bloodlet because of something in the astrological signs. Then those days that there's a sakona, you're a mazel. But there's certain days, it says, even though you're not allowed to do it, Erev Shabbos, for example, you're not allowed to do, right? Hakoza Sadam, you're not allowed to bloodlet. But it says people do it because they want to go into Shabbos. It was a milah going to Shabbos to bloodlet. It was good to eat the Suda Shabbos after you took out the blood. That was the minig then. Look at the last line over there. And that for number five. The last two lines. I don't want to go through the whole Gemara. For those guys afterwards, if you want to get the whole type of the Gemara, I just didn't want to take time in that Gemara. But the important point is the end of that Gemara, the Gemara in Kuf Chav Tes, Shabbos says, Kivin didoshu bei rabim, since the rabim do it, they trample upon it. It's done by so many people, though. You're right. Chazal said it's dangerous, but even the Dashu Barabim, since it's something that many, many people do, Shoimir Psoim Hashem, Hashem will guard the fools. So here that we find Chazal learned this pasuk in Tehillim. They understand that there's certain things that a lot of people do, many people do, there's a thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu watches over you, even though there's a thing of sakana. But even the Dashu Barabim, since it's something that people do on a large amount, many first learned it has to be like a roiv. It's something that multitude, many people do. Stoshu beiram, it's major, major majority of people do it, and they're not afraid, right? Because remember, like I said, there's many activities that we do, right? I'm not going to get into things like bungee jumping. If people amusement parks, one person falls out of the thing. We ride a car. I think they got statistics in Eretz Yisrael. They say one in every eight Israelis, one in every eight, right, in his lifetime, have a major car accident. One in eight. Oh my gosh, maybe I can't get into a car. I have to show them a person. You have to watch over. It's Ella Watt. It's an activity. It has a risk factor. It's very risky, but everyone does it. They're willing. The risk is not that small. 10% is not enough to deter people from doing it. Chazal say it's mutter. Shoimer, psoim Hashem. You can rely that you're not going to be in that raffle. You're going
to be a small percentage. Like the risk.
Ah, beautiful. That's the point. The risk isn't so big. There's your site. And now we find open up the head to a few guys. Understand, where's this makar that this thing? The answer is, there's a Yisoid in Chazal Monashurim session. Let's look at number six, it's even more fascinating. It says, well, it's a little bit rubbed out, the Tanya, Kol Oysam, the top line, Kol Oysam Arboim Shono, Shehoyu Yisroel Ba Midbar, all the 40 years the Klal Yisroel was in the Midbar, Loinoshva Lehem Ruach Tzvoinis. The Ruach Tzvoinis, right, the wind was very good. They did Mila outside the tent. It was very good, but they needed a certain air quality. You needed to have an air flow. an airflow. So you wanted to have a Ruach Tzvaynus. So, but it didn't blow in the Midbar. You know that one of the most amazing things, another off the topic, a big idea, Tosfos already raised, brings up the Kasha there, and Yevamos, this is Yevamos Zayin Aleph. You look it up, the Peladika, you saw it, the Klai Yisrael, they were all Arelim in the Midbar, most of Klai Yisrael, except those that went mild before, but in the 40 years in the desert, the Jews didn't do Brit Mila. Imagine all these guys, all the Klai Yisrael, they were living in the Midbar, the Dora that ate the man, these people didn't have Brit Mila. It's Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos goes crazy, Tosfos says, how were they able to eat Basar Kachim? Basar Kachim, an Arel can't eat. Tosfos said, though, that they didn't eat it. You know, only the people in Mount Ephraim, the other people, they couldn't eat. You weren't allowed to eat Basar Taiva. Tosfos goes into it. They had chicken. Want to have a source? Where's the source for the chicken eaters? Those that can't eat meat? So you had, right? Or chicken. Right? The Hoshai lived the slum. There might be mutter. But he says, Basar Kachim, it's a clay that you can't eat because they weren't Mount. So the Gemara there says, my time why Ibai same one shot bashum din zufim because they were rejected because of the cheder ego but Ibai same the loy nivdar anani kovet in order that anani kovet surrounded them that wind could have shouldn't spread separate the anani kovet that's the south shailin itself let's get to the punchline number of papa hilchach yoyim di iva fi yoyim di shusa because yoyim di iva is right the cloudy day where there's no real airflow, not proper. Loi ma'alinim bay. We don't do mila. Allah, don't do bris mila. You don't do bris mila. It's a sakana to do bris mila on such a day. If you don't have, we have to know, we don't have that today. Maybe it's nishtanu ativim. But they Chazal understood that there's a certain day called yoima de'iva, that loi ma'alinim bay. V'loi mesuchrinim bay. You don't do hakadiz adam. Again, how does it end off? V'oidna, but today, the dashu barabim. Everyone does it. They don't care. They're not scared of the airflow. Since the Dashu Barabim, Shoymer Psaim Hashem. Here we have it again. Shoymer Psaim Hashem. Everyone does it. A few people might die. So what? Everyone does it. Shoymer Psaim Hashem. So what are we saying? That's what Kobe said before. If the risk is minimal. So in this thing we hear in Shoymer Psaim Hashem itself, very good. Gav, you bring up this a big insight. So here there's a famous, they want to say it's a Machlokes Achrona. It's already true. You have to look. Eventually, if I couldn't photostat it, but actually there's two very, very, very chashuv Maamar Mekoymes here. Achiez and Abinyan Tzion, they seem to have a disagreement. What is Shoymer Psaim Hashem? It's an interesting thing. Is Shoymer Psaim Hashem just means it's a very minimal risk? Some want to say a different word. There's a difference between a risk that's now and a risk that's only going to be a long time now. Is the risk in front of you? When you're climbing a ladder, let's say, I'm climbing up a ladder now and it's rickety, all of a sudden the stuff's coming out of its holes. I see it's already going up the ladder. Your mamash. So you can't. They're Shoymer Psaim Hashem. It's a lattice. The things like the rungs are crackling. You see them coming out of the holes. You see they're loose. Or you walk into a building to see the things shaking. It's a rune. It's about to come down any minute. Can't they say they're Shoymer Psaim Hashem? Even if many people, because it's an immediate danger. But things that I don't know, red meat, smoke. I don't see right now. You take a cigarette. Is there any immediate danger right now? Do you see anything that? So the guy's smiling. He takes six cigarettes, he puts it in his mouth, and Mamish puts it in, the guy turns mamish, he turns blue in the face. You're going to say he's in mamish and he's in sakana? No. So the guy, even if he never smoked in his life, takes six cigarettes, he probably won't do it again. But the ma'isa, but you don't think it's a sakana, there's no immediate sakana. So if you learn like that, to show him Hashem. So both factors, both the achiezer and the b'nizim, it's short term, you don't see right now any health risk. And also, Dashu Barabim right now, the mice, it seems to be right now, I don't see it. It seems like the risk, even though it's been a people, you're right, there are many people live to 95, 90, say, you have people 100 even smoking. So you're right, they have statistics, but the bottom line, it's not in front of me. But based on that, this is the answer. Let's see Ramosha's answer. Ramosha, based on this, is the famous answer. This chuva was written in 1963. It's very interesting. I'll tell you what, because next week, on Sunday night, I'm going to show you a later chuva in 1981. But this is 1963. What's very important is that Moshe wrote this tshuva before the Surgeon General declared smoking is dangerous as hell. You guys can't even relate to this. You weren't born yet. I wasn't even born yet. Ramaisa, right? That there was a time that when people smoked, there was no, right? Cigarettes. There's nothing, didn't say anything on the box. It was only, it's mamish like 30 years ago that they have. It's only 30 years ago, everybody says, that they made it the law that you have to write on the pack of the cigarette box, that smoking is dangerous. You know, that's a certain general. So Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva before. Let's see it inside. He named the dover ishin cigariot. He says vaday mikivin sheyesh chash lizchalos mizay. You can get sick from it. Vaday Rav Moshe says royally hizar mizay. You should be careful. You're going to get sick. It's not good. People can't breathe. Can't play sports anymore. It affects your life. If it's going to have effect on your body, you see that you should stop. But to say that it's mamish oser because of sakanta mikivin, now you understand where tshuva is coming from. Mikivin the doshu barabim, since it's something activity that the majority trample on, that they done. Kfar isa the gemara, it says in the gemara b'chiyai gavna, it says in the gemara on these things shayim b'psayim Hashem and Shabbos kuf chosdes. He has a different gemara than I brought. Neither lam and alf, I brought yivamis. Over Prat, certainly Shekama Gedoyle Torah Medora Shavu smoke. Gedoyle, like I told you, many religious people. Memela Afla Elu Shemachmir. Even the people on Machmir and they're worried about Satanta. There's no Isser for Naiver for you to take out a match or to offer them a cigarette, because even though you don't do it, and you hold it to Sakana for you, but you can give it to them. Since Bemet the Soymech on the Heter of Shem Psoyim Hashem, it's Kivin the Dashu Beiravim. Now the problem with this is the famous Heter Rav Moshe, and every yeshiva bracha uses this. Rav Moshe was matter. Rav Moshe also said you can call Yisrael, take out the Hershey bar. Anyway, so but the Maisa, but Rav Moshe looking for Heter for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, this Heter is no bad one. So you have to know that the Maisa, his own top biggest, one of the biggest problems of Rav Moshe, was Frank Greenberg, he lives here in Arizona from Tennessee. He was probably known as probably the biggest Talmud in halacha. Rav Moshe holds that today Rav Moshe would be after it. He wants to say eventually for a Dashu Barabim has to be a major majority. And since the world is cutting back on smoking, statistics are going down. It was in 1960s, 45% in the world, in each country smoked. America is them. Now it's going down and down, 38%, 34%. So since it's going way down, so you can't say Dashu Barabim. Dashu Barabim is an activity that's known. That the rabbim, it's every, that's the rabbim, hold of it is a good activity. There's a big nafkamina in this in another area, and Rabbi say, I'm not here to tell you to stop smoking. You have that, the Rabbi Moshe, you can argue with this, yes or no. But one thing you have to deal with, a bigger problem, smoking on yontif. Because if you don't have this dashu barabim, so then your mom is getting into a very serious shayla. And even though on the mice I might be doing something terribly wrong right now, mom is big yes in what I'm doing, because the Gemara says, mutav shiyu shaygigim, lal yu mazidim. Better to be shugging him and not to be mezidim. So maybe you shouldn't talk people, you know, tell people things that they can't keep. That's a big shayla. But nevertheless, you should be saying that you have to realize that smoking yachts is a much bigger problem. I'm not getting, if I ask you, replace it, you know, ask the shiva, el maitha, about the maitha personal on huggis. But maitha, you have to realize it's a big problem today. People with soymach on the heter to smoke on yontif, right, or because of shoving chol nefesh. We know chol nefesh is most, you're allowed to cook on yontif. So the same thing, smoking, right? Of course, well, you can't light the match. I have worry you can't do, but even if you have pre-existing flame, you have a fire, you want it, right? But the maisa, the problem with smoking on yontif is it might not be shoving l'chol nefesh. Shoving l'chol nefesh is something that everyone agrees is good for you. That's a good value. Even if I don't want to do it, but yeah, I understand what it is. The problem is is it really today shoving l'chol nefesh, since people are stopping smoking today? What? And you're dealing here with a shayla of malchus, voice. It is yontif. What? I understand, but again, I don't know if everyone agrees with that. You see that everyone, right? That's very, very schwer. So the mice, everybody said there is a difference. Everybody said yontif rishon and yontif sheni is a big difference. Yontif rishon is d'oraisa. I tell a guy who mamish can't control himself. You know, there's a nafkamina in Yom Tov Sheni's the Rabbanon. So even if it was a suffix, you'd say suffix the Rabbanon. Yom Tov Sheni, if you have to smoke, it means you got. Right, so that already, maybe, even Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's another heter that you only have to keep, right, some hold you only keep one day. But the Maisa, you deal with it. But Yom Tov Rishon, Mamash was a Doraisa, is a very, very big shailah. You can rely on that. But the point is, Kivin the Doshu Barabim, the Chorid of the Flay. The other big kasha everyone has is the Bam Kasha. I had this kasha many times. The famous kasha. It's funny, if you look at the two places that I brought, there's one other place in Shas. All the places that says Shem Yipsayim Hashem, Hashem watches the fools, are on something, or things that lemaisa have some shaykhs to a mitzvah. Guy wants to do bris milah. That's a very chashuv thing to do bris milah. You want, I'm Soymach Hashem will save me. Doing bris milah. Even Akaza Saddam was in order to eat Suda Shabbos, lemaisa there was a kavanah for mitzvah. What milah is in the activity of smoking? It's not a mitzvah.
It's relying on the whole world.
No, I'm saying that maybe the heter of these gemaras of relying on the whole world is that the activity is some kind of mitzvah. I'm doing something. I'm something positive. But you can't say smoking is a positive thing.
Now I'm asking in particular the whole heter on the question. Without the north wind,
right,
north wind, it's because everybody
does bris. Yeah, but what bris him, right? That's
why in the midbar everybody should have done a bris.
They did. Oh, why didn't they do it in the midbar?
Yeah, everybody, because then everybody would do it.
They should have, but they didn't. Why? It's a good guy.
No,
they would have done it. No, that's the start where the people say, "I don't care. I'm saying Hashem of name." You have to kind of become of the group. Right.
So everybody does it together.
The Lamaisa, at the end of the day, didn't do it.
They didn't do it. Who cares? You have a good time. They didn't do it. That's the guy. Okay, everybody.